The final four-game weekend in the NFL. In fact, after this weekend, it's two and then one. We are getting down to the short strokes in the NFL season. The divisional round of the playoffs starts tomorrow. We've got three of four for you right here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Let's win you a little money. It's time to welcome in our good buddy Steve Rapp from Sports Interactions Inside the Lines every Sunday morning from 8 until 10:30. Mr. Rapp has got his picks of the week for us right now after going 3-1 last week to boost the record to 29-24-2. So you're still making money, Mr. Rapp.
Thank you, Pat. And I'm going to make money when dogs go 4-0 last week, when dogs have gone 14-1 in the last 15 playoff games. And dogs get majority of tickets this week again, all four dogs. So we've got kind of a change in the world of gambling. A lot of information out there, and Joe Public's not so public anymore, and taking a lot of dogs.
Well, let's see if you can continue rolling along. Let's start with the first game of the weekend. It is Saturday afternoon. The Indianapolis Colts on the road in Kansas City. At last check at Sports Interaction, Chiefs favored by 5.
Yeah, and it's at 5. I'm noticing a couple places ticked to 5.5, and it seems to go back to 5 today. Indy getting most of the money. In this one, total opens 56, getting over money, it's now 57. This is not a trend that's really going to make much of a difference for this week, but if you've been paying attention since the NFL-AFL merger in 1970, Kansas City 4-16, straight up 3-17 against the spread in the postseason. They just do not get it done this time of the year. Indy's season turned around once Marlon Mack got healthy. They're 10-2, averaging 28 points a game since his return. Kansas City's biggest problem has been their secondary. It's been picked apart all year. With the Colts giving up the fewest sacks per game, I think that Andrew Luck could be sitting back there and having his way all day long. Deshaun Watson, Lamar Jackson, Mitchell Trubisky, all quarterbacks playing their first playoff game last week, failed to cover, failed to win for the first time as playoff starters. Since 2002, first-time starters in playoffs have gone 13-30 straight up, 11-31-1 against the spread. When those QBs are at home, 6-20 against the spread. When they're home favorites, 6-13 straight up, 3-16 against the spread. I'm not going to quite trust Patrick Mahomes, though I will be looking forward to watching them for probably the rest of my life. I'm not going to take them laying the points this week. Take Indy as a 5. Also, the number is high, over 57 as well here. I think 5 of the 8 Chiefs home games have gone under the number, but they played horrible offenses. 6 of Indy's last 8 went under the number for the same reason. And when against good offenses, both these teams have been involved in shootouts. I think because of that, this number's been a little bit low. I look for a shootout as well, Pat, to go over 57.
Okay, and then the second game on Saturday, the Dallas Cowboys in L.A. to take on the Rams. Rams favored by 7.
Yeah, and it's these numbers are not going to go anywhere. It's a 7-point favorite. It's the Rams. And Dallas is, again, taking more than half the tickets. Total 49.5. That money split. Maybe it's kind of my lifelong hatred of the Dallas Cowboys. But I think this game has the best chance for the favorite romping and bucking this dog trend. I really see the Cowboys as pretty one-dimensional offense with Zeke and not much else you can count on. Yeah, they've been on better since Cooper, but still. It's Zeke and really nothing else in the playoffs. The Cowboys scored 7.5 fewer points per game on the road this season. Prescott's QB rating was 24 points lower on the road. The Rams averaged 9 points more per game at home. Goff's QB rating was 36 points higher at home. If the rest of the Rams offense gets on track early, I can't see the Cowboys keeping up. Let's remember, Cowboys on the road this year, 16-8 loss in Carolina, a loss in Washington, a 23-0 ugly loss in Indy, amongst others. And, it's Cowboys. I'm a Cowboys hater, so I'm going to bring this one up. Since the boys' last Super Bowl of 95-96, 4-9 straight up, 3-9-1 against the spread in the playoffs. 6 times they reached the divisional round, 0-5 straight up, 1-4 against the spread. This is not going to be my favorite, but I hate the Cowboys. I'm going to take Rams -7.
So Steve Rapp's Saturday picks for you. Indianapolis +5 on the road in Kansas City, and then LA Rams -7 at home to Dallas, and also a bonus in that Indy KC game. Take the over 57. So Indy +5, over 57, LA Rams -7. Give us a little teaser about Sunday's games too.
Everybody knows Belichick era passed this year at home 8-0, 6-2 on the road. The Los Angeles Chargers, the sexiest dog of the week. Chargers 8-0 outside of L.A., their only road loss being to the Rams, obviously in L.A. They have won in Seattle, Baltimore, Kansas City, and Pittsburgh. They have proven they can win in places. And I think they might have a little chip on their shoulder, being the only West Coast team alive and still having to play that early 1 o'clock window game on the East Coast. I think they're going to feel a little bit disrespected. I actually think that the Chargers are a better team on a neutral field, and that's not what this line suggests. So we're going to be diving into the Chargers-New England game. And Philadelphia, the one thing I want to say about them, Eagles have faced in their winning streak in the last 4 weeks, three of them, Aaron Donald, J.J. Watt, Khalil Mack. Those guys have combined for a total of 0 sacks, 3 QB hits. There's some really good offensive line coaching going on. And I know, going back to my days of watching boxing, you had to knock out the champ. 8 points is a lot of points. I'll be leaving Philadelphia, but Sunday morning we'll be breaking down both those games in detail, props, sides, totals, everything we can do.
Well, that's right. You've got Inside the Lines, 2 games to preview and 2 games to look back on, 8 till 10:30 on Sunday morning. So tell us about the show coming up in a couple days.
Well, as we're going to do, we're going to look at weather. We're going to look at, obviously, actives, inactives, but it's the playoffs. Everybody who can play will play. We've been breaking it down from, had guys in the stadiums for all 4 teams. And we'll have Todd Furman, we'll have Phil Gray, and the boys, David and George, will find you some props. My record of over 61% has been just sides in total, so I'll stick to what I know.
Outstanding. They can do the props. You'll do the money line on the totals.
I'll find them at around 40% hitting range, but that's I'll stick to what I know.
Exactly. Okay, and give us a little bit more on sportsinteraction.com. There's a fun time to sign up.
Yeah, absolutely. We're obviously the 4 games. We're Super Bowl and all the props and everything. And Sportsnet 960, the Fan, I believe, has a hockey game on tonight. Florida is in Calgary. Calgary, a -240 favorite. You're laying in a heavy wood if you're laying Calgary tonight. You might want to look at a -1.5, -20. The total of 6.5. They score a lot of goals. Are we going to hit a lot of goals? Cut Florida, Calgary? Get to 7, you think?
Yeah, it could happen. They score a lot.
Well, then you might want to look at the over 70. It's pretty much, you don't have to pay too much juice on that. So over 7, maybe, because I wouldn't lay 240 if I knew the results, to be honest with you. But anyway.
Good stuff, my man. We will talk again next week, set up the AFC and the NFC championships. But, Steve, as always, appreciate it, my man. Enjoy the games this weekend.
You too, fam. Always a pleasure. Thanks, man. Have a good weekend.
You too, buddy. He's Steve Rapp from Sports Interaction's Inside the Lines.